The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. I just want to read something just real quickly to all of you just from St. John Vianney. This is today the second reading in the Office of Readings today, so there's some of you who may have already read it. But it's just from the catechetical instruction by St. John Mary Vianney, priest. And this is just the first two paragraphs, but it's just such an amazing description. He says, "My little children, reflect on these words. The Christian's treasure is not on earth, but in heaven. Our thoughts, then, ought to be directed to where our treasure is. This is the glorious duty of man, to pray and to love. If you pray and love, that is where a man's happiness lies. Prayer is nothing else but union with God. When one has a heart that is pure and united with God, he is given a kind of serenity and sweetness that makes him ecstatic, a light that surrounds him with marvelous brightness. In this intimate union, God and the soul are fused together like two bits of wax that no one can ever pull apart. This union of God with a tiny creature is a lovely thing. It is a happiness beyond understanding." Well, I couldn't really agree more with that. You know, every once in a while, you know, you have to read, you know, the words of a saint because they're way better than your own. And, you know, St. John Vianney, you know, it's a funny thing. Sometimes you're almost even reluctant to make friends with a saint. Sometimes maybe even friends with people out in the world, they're like, "We're not going to be friends." You know, that's like your maybe impression when you first meet somebody. And for some reason, I remember having that kind of thought. I was like, "Oh, John Vianney, he's the patron saint of priests. Like, that's so unoriginal." I remember kind of thinking that at the time. And then, of course, because I did my license in spiritual theology, you know, there's no way you can run away from St. John Vianney. And Amanda, our youth minister who's here today, we talk about this often. More often than not, saints find you instead of the other way around. They sort of seek you out and pull you into their community, into their friendship, because you need them. You need their friendship, probably for some sort of specific type of reason. And so as such, of course, like, I think a lot of my own priesthood ends up being modeled on St. John Vianney. And I was like, "Well, Lord, there I go again, not knowing what I needed until you told me what I needed." And so it's a humble experience for me as a priest. And then one thing I kind of wanted to recount as well is something important. As I mentioned, the relic that we have here today. So yesterday in our gospel, there's a unique little scene here. And let me see if I could actually find it in a reasonable time. That would be great. Okay. And so right at the very end of the gospel yesterday, it said, "People brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed." So that was one of the things that we hear yesterday. So within our Catholic faith, we have those amazing things called sacramentals or relics. And so the power in a relic is a power of the blessing of God, just like those same people that were healed by touching the cloak of Jesus, not even by touching him. That would be what we would consider a first-class relic. You know, it is something that was like, it was like on Jesus himself that touches him, you know. And so, well, I guess actually that would be second class because it touched him. First class would be usually like part of him, you know, which we don't like have except in the Eucharist, which would be kind of like a first-class relic when you think. But this first-class relic of St. John Vianney was actually taken at his burial preparation. So it's actually his, spots of his blood that are soaked into a piece of linen when they were preparing him for burial. And I couldn't believe when a priest gave this to me as a gift. I never in a million years, I was like, how in the world of all things? It's like having a Honus Wagner baseball card. It's just like, how do you get like a first class relic of St. John Vianney? And yet all of a sudden, you know, it comes to me. So in many ways, it's that blessing of God for a holy life lived that is what we venerate, right? It's not a sign, it's not something that we worship. It's something that we give great honor to the life and example that he lived to all of us. And so in many ways, we've seen just as some of these great apostles, the Lord manifests healing through them as an instrument. These are like little instruments in some sort of way. Some of you may have even had the same experience too. People have been healed by being prayed over by relics before, which is an amazing, amazing thing. But again, God still works his power through things that we know. Again, like sacraments are something that we can kind of touch and see, you know, these visible signs of God's invisible reality. That's also, in a lot of ways, what sacramentals have the power to do. And why does God do that? It's like, because we're human people that get attached to things and that need things to live, that have to eat and stuff like that. It's because he knows and created us that he gives us physical things, because that's our relationship with stuff in this world. So it's not a form of idolatry. It's not something that we should be scared of or something, if you understand what it is. One of the things, it's a very easy description. In the church, there's kind of a threefold way that we look at worship. Basically, latria is a worship that is only reserved for God. That's like true worship. You only worship one thing. You worship the God of the universe, and that's it. And then there's two other terms, hyperdulia and then dulia. Hyperdulia is a veneration reserved for our Blessed Mother, because she's absolutely special in the salvation history of man as a sinless human being. And then dulia would be the worship that we have, or the veneration that we have for saints. So that's the thing. Hyperdulia and dulia are veneration. Great, great honor that we have for a human person. Worship is only for one thing, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's all in right order, but sometimes from the outside looking in, it looks all disordered until you get good descriptions and things like that. But remember that, because people ask you and question you on these things as Catholics. They're like, well, why do you guys worship a piece of bread? Or why do you guys, you know, do all of these things? Or like, why are you statue worshipers and idolaters and all these different things? So it's our responsibility to help people with that, you know, to dispel rumors about our faith so that they understand it better. But St. John Vianney was a great, great saint that spent a lot of time with his people. And one of the things that, one of the inadequacies I have, and there is a very long list, is realizing that, like, I'm not necessarily a good psychologist, I'm not necessarily a good marital counselor or health counselor or good, you know, give good parenting advice or anything like that. And yet that's what most people come to talk to me about. And so it's an amazing inadequacy that I have in my life. But the reason that I became a priest, and the thing that I think that God gave me that I was good at, was loving people. And that I realized one day, I was like, oh, you know, I'm not good at any of those things that people often talk to me about. But more than all of those things that you can get a paid professional to help you with, I love you, genuinely. And I realized that more people needed that than often the professional skill that I lack. And so in all my inadequacies and difficulties and stuff, just like St. John Vianney had, those things are hard to deal with sometimes, you know, even for me. But that's the one promise I can make you, that I will love you and do my best to do so with the patronage of St. John Vianney. God bless you all.